Hallelujah.
Let him be glorified, the Almighty. Let's
hand
him a hand clap for the ministers who have just left. Pastor Gilton, together with Teacher Phoebe, and their Bible reader, Evangelist Sapphire. We thank the Lord because they have moved to lighten and ask the fire of the word. Praise Jesus much. Together with Evangelist Yusuf. Preach best thing in the congregation, for we told you. Anytime you be chosen out that you preach to us.
About
to give you 10 to 15 minutes. And you choose out your interpreter. This one here will keep silent. Someone
said
they should not take me by surprise.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
much. So we thank God who teach us to profit. And he show us the way we have to go. And he leads us in the same way. As he spoke in Isaiah 48:17, that I am the Lord who teach you how to profit, and I show you the way you have to go, and I lead you. And even this day, to fulfill Romans chapter 18 and the verse
40,
that those led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. How does he lead us? He first moves in the Holy Scriptures. He fulfills John 6:63. That the words I say to you, they are spirit and they are life.
Now
the Holy Spirit, if he leads us,
and
upon which we see his presence, when we have heard the Scriptures, and they bring revelation, and they bring the light of knowledge, it enlightens us how we shall move. For he said, all scripture have inspiration of God. Means God has led us. Anytime scriptures manifest, and they bring light, and they bring revelation, and they bring knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We thank God the Almighty for the time is added ours. We don't want to waste more time. I want us to get a word of wisdom and understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yes. Want us again to get a word of wisdom and understanding. A word of wisdom, and it brings understanding. And it brings understanding.
It
brings the counsel of God. And it brings the power of God. And it brings knowledge of God. And it brings the fear of evil. Yes. The fear of God. It's to hate an evil. And they all pass through the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Always God gathers us. And he teaches us to profit. We read a lot of this scripture. But you expect at which point have you reached in your profiting if you've not yet profited yourself?
Wanji?
Are we together? Where have you reached in profiting if you've not yet profited yourself in the things God has taught you and they have not yet helped you?
Expect,
have you been taught to profit? Is the Lord God who teach us to profit? But you, where have you written this profiting? That you be sure you will be profiting others. Yes. Let's read in this Isaiah we see. Isaiah chapter 48 verse
17.
Isaiah chapter 48
verse 17. Omutukuvu wa Isirayiri nti Isaya esula yana munana noli rokumi na msambu.
Isaiah chapter 48 verse 17.
Bwata wa yogera mukama omununu ziwo omutukuvu wa Isirayiri nti nze mukama katonda wo akuyigirize okugasa akukulemberamu mukubo lyobo yitamu.
Thus saith the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God, who teach you to profit, who leads you by the way that you should go. Yes, I am the Lord God, who teach you to profit, and I lead you in the way you have to go. It means there are three things in the midst there. The Lord who teaches you, that is one. He shows you the way you have to go. That is the second. And he leads you. It is the third. But all these, you see them in your life. He
has
taught you to profit. He shows you the way you have to go. And again, he leads you. If you have not seen these three, then God, you've wasted a lot of time for him. Yes. If he's taught you to profit and you don't benefit from it, no one else is going to bring to profit out of it. If he's taught you,
he shows you
the way you have to go and you refuse it, then never direct it to any other person. If he has led you and you rebel against him,
there's
no one person you will change to believe God that he leads them. Yes. Where have you reached? Indeed, is it the Lord who teach you how to profit? Because he wants others to benefit from you. But cannot first do unless you first profit from it yourself. Yes. Praise Jesus much.
No,
this way he speaks on prophets. And he said, do not hearken to those prophets. In the Jeremiah chapter 23.
But
they teach you what is not going to profit you. But they must appear themselves. They never profited them.
So
they didn't sit in the council of God. And it
was
take time to perceive them. And they put them in their lives. And they work in their lives.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now,
that is a very great harm. You to think that you're going to profit others when you've not benefited yourself.
But
if the things God teach you to profit, it is hard. Yes. Have you understood it well? You're not going to profit others until you've first shown us the benefit you've gained from that. Let's read in the Jeremiah.
Jeremiah
Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 28.
Nabi alota echiroto, abulirenge echiroto. Noyo alina ekigambo kyange, ayogerenge ekigambo kyange, n'obwesigwa. Ebisunku kiki okwenkana nkana n'ingano. Yeremia 23:32.
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 32.
Laba, ndi mulabe wabo abalagula ebiroto ebyobulimba bwabwe. No roko enyumiriza kwawe okutaliimu. Na yesa abatuma, so sabalagira. So tebaligasa abantu balonaka katono, bwayogera mukama.
Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, says the Lord. And do tell them, and cause my people to error by their lies, and by their recklessness, yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore, they shall not profit these people at all, saith the Lord. Yes. If you look at Isaiah 48 verse
17,
I am the Lord who teach you how to profit. Join with Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 32.
Nothing
going to profit others. Except you first show us you've gotten a great gain and profit from the teachings of God. You must have been transformed and changed.
And
they have done in you a special work. But if it's not like that, nothing you teach others than they profit from them.
Before
you will quote how many scriptures, you will not have anointing which will change and transform others.
Then
two will reach cramp them just as you have them. And they don't have the power to move by them. Because you can never give what you do not have. What you will have, they will be only scriptures. But anointed to do them. Anointed to move by them. And you do not have it. You will still never give it. Praise Jesus much. Now a trouble came long back. Before you think others are going to profit, first appear you your own self. You have seen the profiting and gain of the teachings of the Lord. And then you will say, indeed that I'm sure, if God has transformed me like this, and done a work within me like this, and humbled me like this, and changed me to live evils, I'm sure where he's sending me, there will be change and transformation happening. But if it's not that,
reach
there, you teach things which never profit.
And
people don't profit for you yourself.
There's
nothing you profited in those. You remain with your big-headedness. Yes. You remain with your contentions. Those of Satan.
You
remain with the same way Ezekiel. The arrogancy. Not humbling. Not getting
me.
Not accepting to be led. Now, don't see. A person, what they saw is what they reap. Yes. What they saw, they reap. That is Galatians.
Yes.
God cannot be mocked. He cannot be mocked. He knows you. What you saw right now, as he teach you, I'm sure it's what you have to reap. Find people you lead that have big heads. Because you've been acting your big headedness. Are we together? God cannot be mocked. Let's go in Galatians, we see. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7.
Temulimbi bwanga, Katonda tasekererwa, kubanga omuntu kyonna kyasiga, era kyali kungula.
Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he reap also. Yes. Don't be deceived. God cannot be mocked. Don't
you
see today he teaches you to profit? You refuse, you act beheadedness? I'm sure
it doesn't
pay you no matter when. What you sow, it's what you're going to reap. You've sowed, not changing.
It's
going to be people, very hard people.
And
he has to change you. He will beat you to change you. Them. Yes. Change those people. And the unbeheadedness, you will be surprised. Sure.
And
there's no way you go, you have to change them. A seed you will have been able to contain as you reap it.
You're
able to harvest well. That's not troubled you. God spent time on you teaching the prophets. You refuse to show the providence of teaching you. You despise those he sends to teach you. You refuse to be led. I'm sure you have to reap them. Though you would run from here, God is not only here. We have seen his fullness.
Yeah.
Yes. Now
you
God spend his time on you. He's teaching. But
where
they refuse to write, you will teach people and they will never write. And though you encourage them no matter how, though you go show them they write like this, tomorrow they will come, they have forgotten it. you come early. If you don't come early, still you would tell them.
Mukere,
you come early, they come late.
You thought
you're going to be mocking God? God has been teaching me, I do what I want. As long as one who called me. God, you can mock him. Let your gentleman. What you sow, you reap. Before you appear in you have profited. And you've shown profiting of being taught by God.
There is
no one
who
to profit. They're going to trouble you. And it's taken me time. To come when I keep changing your harvests out there where you first passed. That is done how? Because what you did out, you had to rip them. Being aware of taking time to change that you sowed, that you don't rip them. You acted wise, taking in the world a lot of it.
Here
to cut it off is one. Don't lead yourself again. Tell you now, tell us where you're going.
That
can change your harvest to be aligned. Have you understood me? You know you familiarize God.
It
teaches you to profit.
Yourself
to refuse to first benefit and profit from the teachings. You think you're going to teach others and they will profit. Not what you move on so now. It's the same you will reap. You repeat Galatians 6:7. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7.
Temulimbi bwanga katonda tasekererwa kubanga omuntu kyonna kyasiga era kyali kungula.
Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap.
Olinyirumunana.
Verse 8.
Kubanga asigira mubiri gwe ye ali kungulya mubiri okuvunda.
For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Yes. If you sow in the flesh, how the flesh
would
appear, how they despise me like that. Everything I ask it, I ask it, am I not a mature person? You've sown big-headedness, wiseki, arrogance.
I
tell you big-headedness, why you retain it. You are in the flesh, you keep sowing in it. Here God calls children. Lord, led by the Holy Spirit, you are still a mature person. How did they speak about me? Don't they say I'm a mature person? You too will get people.
What they become
children of God and they will remain mature before you.
Are
you going to minister? Yes. You think it's not where we're heading to? Where shall we run from His Spirit? We saw David fighting for everlasting life. We saw humility, meekness. We see the rest of our spirits. One who never saw those in him, the rest of their spirit will never see it. We say you learn from me. I am meek, humble, contrite in hearts. And
he
said, if you do those, you will see the rest of your spirit. It is everlasting life. But what have you sown? Pride. Why is
sinking?
They tell me change. How dare I change? I was an apostle, he tried to speak to me. I humbled to my husband.
Okay,
I go back when I'm humbled.
Yes,
I had scriptures tell me humble.
How
can I go? No.
We
cannot despise us like that. They want to roll over us. You. What you saw, you're going to reap it. I don't want to delay much on those words. Speak them in the summary, you can understand them. That God teach you to profit. But not first profit others when you're not benefited and profited by yourself. The words we commit to the faithful people who will be able to spread to others. And themselves have first appeared faithful in them. And they have been faithful to them. They have given them very well. They move with them well. That's what he said in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. And he says this.
Timoseo echisoke sura ya kubiri, n'olinyolisoka.
2 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 1.
Timoseo echokubiri sura ya kubiri, n'olinyolisoka.
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1.
Kale gwe mwana wange beranga wa amanyi mu kise kiri mu Kristo Yesu.
You therefore my son be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
Olinyoro kubiri
verse 2.
Edabyo wuliranga jendi mu bajulirwa abanji ebyo bitedesenga abantu abesigwa era abalisanira okuyigiriza n'abalala.
And the things that you have heard of me among many witnesses the same commit to faithful men who shall be able to teach them to others. Yes. These words commit them to faithful people.
If
themselves have first done worked in them in their rightful name, that they can be able to teach them others. Now don't you think that God does not know you, He knows you very well. Him teaches no one is equal to him. But you've acted beheadedness on him. Are we together? Now you think, if you review out and you teach by your own self, and he has not helped you, what will you do? Because in those seasons where he's taught you, you despised him. And you refuse to do as he commanded you. In those times you would be needing him.
Hallelujah.
No one teaches like him. That's what he's saying, Job. No one teaches like him. But he teaches with his intentions. That he teach you how to profit. First of all, you. Then you profit others. But if you fail yourself in gaining and profiting, then it means there is no one you are going to profit. Because what you sow is what you have to reap. This time you're sowing seeds in the ground.
Where have you done?
You've forgotten. You are sowing pride.
Why
seeking arrogance? Beheadedness. Not humbling. Don't accept to be led. You are on the ground sowing seeds. Let me laugh at you. You sit in your seasons. You do not have changed. The sobbing of humility.
Subjecting
to be led. For out is no one you will humble. When the city sold his pride. Are we together?
Speak to
your brother. That's what you saw. What are you sowing this time? Contentions, I will not change.
I don't know.
And every time you keep coming, you keep sowing more. You are on how many hectares of land? You've sown on beheadedness, why seeking arrogance, not forgiving.
You are
how many hectares every day you come to sow? Let's read Job. Job 36. Job 36 verse 22.
Job chapter 36
verse 22.
Laba, Katonda akola ebigulumivu mu buyinza bwe. Ani omuyigiriza afanana ye.
Behold, God exalts by his power. Who teaches like him? Yes. He's so highly exalted. No one teaches like him. But you see, you've acted both before him. I don't know which kind of a person he would have sent to you.
But
this time he came by himself. When he took me in the heavenly journey, he came teach you by himself.
See, your head
is big. The neck is deep. You don't. Every day you keep coming and you saw beheadedness.
With
how many hectares of beheadedness in
you?
Your friends, those hectares, how do you reap them?
And this
hectares of humbling. Of being meek, of subjecting to leadership. But the hectares you fought of pride they're there. Why is the king? Hectares. Man. Not humbling. Not believing to be a slave. You are sowing. I don't know even how you're going to reap them.
Yet
you have to come keep sowing again. In the way of being sowing from where you came from, you're sowing beheadedness. You still come back sowing wiseking. You come back sowing arrogance. Not humbling you sow. What are you going to reap when that is what you have sowed? Are we together?
You're
so saddened? You speak to your brethren. But what are you sowing, man? What are you sowing? God, who is great in teaching, you have despised him. Anytime he teaches you, you just ignore, leave it there. He too will ignore and forsake you. Once a prize, those seasons will be very hard.
And
you have to teach people to change. Change the people. Preach them the change. Shepherd them. Are you a pastor? Shepherd these people.
You know,
Apostle Peter moved by these things. He acted stubborn.
Today
troubled him.
Yatawanga nyo mukama wa
Yesu. Troubled our Lord Jesus a lot.
Mutume Paul.
Apostle Paul.
Yeye yakubanga abakristayo.
He used to beat the Christians.
Naye na yenga abulira wakati baamukalabule
mbo. He too in his ministry they used to beat him stripes.
Christians.
They were in fellowship. Apostle Paul comes with his army. You lie down. Those who deny Jesus, where are you? We are not going to beat you. We deny him and he leads them go. This will remain. What you say? 40-40, he canes them. Even checked from the body. The Lord rose him, you have not finished the mission. You have to go change the people. I'll come back explain that issue. For you do many things. You are in hectares of land. Of show off. You are sowing. You
see
how many square miles of wiseking and big-headedness of not humbling, not being led. Apostle Peter, did we tell him, feed my lambs, take care of my sheep?
The
sheep troubled him. Apostle Paul was in caning them. Not yet aligned, that's what he saw. They striped him many times.
And
though he dies, God has to raise him again. He goes to change more people.
So, ye mukama katonda atuigirizo kugasa.
So, is Lord God who teach us to profit. And he show us the way we have to go.
According to
Isaiah 48 verse 17.
Na ye muna ingatona wakula vikanga. Ogendo kugasa balala.
But before you go to profit others,
kakasa anguganyodua.
You prove you've profited yourself.
Was
he saying the Jeremiah 32? In the Jeremiah 23, verse
32,
that you reach a time you cannot profit others. For when he was teaching you, you never profited out. And you did honor the teaching of God. Yet none teaches like him. As we've read of him in the Job 36, verse 22. Praise Jesus much. Friends, after I teach you how to profit, you too have to first benefit.
Has
to show you the way you have to go. He has to guide and lead you. And
say,
me, I've already learned. You remain, lead me in what? He's given me wisdom now. I will stand, just speak the wisdom.
He
teaches you and you know. Yet he has to remain leading you. Showing you the way you have to go. Not that because you've got knowledge. I live God, has given me knowledge. He has to remain leading you. Let's read Isaiah 48, verse 17.
Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17.
Thus says the Lord, you are the Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord God. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way that you should go. Yes. He leads you. He teaches you to profit. You have to first benefit. Others profit from you.
Must
remain, show you the way you have to go, so he has taught you.
Kubanga chi?
For why?
Amakubo ge gali warokuva kugafu.
Ways are far higher than ours.
Watavera tigirisha mashigara gachi ariwara.
Told us his ways are still very far.
Nebirozo bi.
Even if
thoughts, they
are not equal to yours.
Guru igaga.
You when you learn, you say. We have learned God. It's enough. We have the scriptures. What else do we need from him? And if he's an apostle, he's given us all knowledge, all knowledge. Then we go inquire again. I ask what? Don't I have light of the word? Friend, you want to forget? One who teach you to profit. He leads you by the way. You have to go. Means he has to show you that way.
Aha.
Yes. But when he says in the Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9, he says this. Isaiah chapter 55, verse
8.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Verse 9.
For as the
heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Mm.
Yes.
Akuigirizo kugasa.
He teaches you to profit.
Atenga ino kurage
ko. He has to show you the way.
Kubanga.
Because. He thought. They are not our thoughts.
Nama kubanga.
Even his ways. They are not our ways. These scriptures after you get them. Still you don't move them by your ways.
Wanji.
Are we together?
For
as heavens is
high,
even his ways differ from ours. Even his thoughts. That scriptures is given this to you. He thinks of it to which far.
He
works to which far.
Though
you know it.
Huh.
Are we there? When you
reach,
yeah, you said as long as we've got knowledge. Here we can lead ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You are joking. You think Lucifer never failed? I speak of Satan. Did he not know secrets? Did you read of him in Ezekiel 28? No secret hid from him.
He
was wiser than Daniel. You think he never failed? He headed to his own ways.
For
he knew all secrets of God.
Oh, oh.
Man.
Have
you seen trouble? You say, me to enlighten. Thank you for enlightening others. To which far? Are we there? Are we together? You may be sleeping perhaps again.
Yeah.
There's no need to sleep at this moment. You keep awake. In Zephaniah.
Zephaniah
chapter 1 verse 6. He hates those who do not inquire from him. You don't want to inquire.
You.
He can hit you for that. Then you can show yourself the way you have to go.
Zephaniah chapter 1, verse
6.
Nabo abaze nyuma, obutagoberera mukama. Nabo abatanonyanga mukama, newankubadde okumubuuza.
And those that are turned back from the Lord. And those that have not sought the Lord, nor inquired for him. How can it be that you don't inquire from the Lord? Because you, who are you then? Because he told you to profit,
you remember,
we have to show you the way that you have to go. You have to inquire from me.
Is
he serious?
Have you
seen trouble? He hates those who never inquire from him.
mukubanga yakuyigiriza.
That's because it taught you. Because you know scriptures. See, apostles reached all of them. Don't preach the gospel there. Go elsewhere.
Well,
God
set
us to preach all nations.
See,
all nations disciples. Why refuse us preach here? He said, you see, me, when I make you a disciple, I send you nations. I remain leading you where and where and when. Sending it all nations, preach the gospel. Matthew 28:18-20. It does not give you freedom, move just as you want.
But he said,
teach them all I commanded you.
That you can just
teach what I've taught you all.
Until
one wants to show you where and when. As they're passing, going to preach. No. All the Spirit says, stop there. Don't preach in this place. And he sent them an angel. He makes them they have prepared people in another place. Come preach the gospel here. He saw a man, called them. Praise Jesus much. Now don't you think? Let's see for that scripture, read it. Praise Jesus much. That because God told you go preach on nations, that you be just moving, just aimless.
I don't see Garanga Kurake Kubo.
Has to remain show you the way you have to go.
Or to say you.
If you could have ever to me, a Sule Kumino Mukaga. No, you need your Romanana.
Acts chapter 16:8.
If you could have to me, Sule Kumina Mukaga, no, you need Romanana.
Acts chapter 16:8.
And Nebekorovia. Nebekolobia Musia, Nebatuka Etuloa, Orinuro Mwenda.
And they passing by Mesia came down to Troas.
Orinuro Mwenda.
Verse 9.
Paulo Nalaba, Okole Sewa Echiro, Omuntu O Makedoni, Ngaimidide, Iranga Mwega Iranga Gambanti, Uunguka Okutuka E Makedoni, Otuyambe.
Let's go back.
Verse 6.
Acts chapter 16 from verse 6.
Nebaita munsi eye Firugia ne Galatia kubanga baganibwa omoyo mutukuvu okwogera ekigambo mu Asia.
And when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and we are forbidden of the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. Yes. The Holy Spirit told them, don't preach in that region. What? Holy Spirit, leave us. Matthew 28:18-20.
Yes, Jesus
disciples. Only commanded. We are disciples taught. They sent to lead you. They did not tell you, wait, Holy Spirit, come lead you. I show you the way. You have to go. You refuse them, don't preach there. Yes. If they had dared to preach there, they would have ended to understand from that place. That's why second you have will make you fall in many things. There are people who came from other churches. Some of you sorted. You never
hacked
David, which way he tells you by God the Father. You preached in presence, is not prepared. Yes. For you know, you have to just wander places like that. You understand well. Isaiah 47 is going to teach us prophets we've seen. But he has to show you the way you have to go. Of showing you the way.
We see
in Isaiah chapter
55
verse
89
the thoughts are far higher than ours. The ways differ from our ways as heavens is far from the earth.
Zephaniah
1:6 says hates those who pop backwards and those who never inquire from him. Who do you call yourself?
Yeah?
Yes.
We see
men.
You
want to say
as in
Matthew 28:18-20
go
make confessions disciples, teach them all that I commanded. You have to just walk aimlessly. Look, the Holy Spirit intervenes.
When we read
the Acts chapter 1, our Lord Jesus told them, don't first go. Wait
for
the Holy Spirit to come lead you.
But
when you come, he'll give you power.
Then
be my witnesses
in Judea,
Jerusalem,
and
most parts of the earth.
What
brought him is to lead you.
He
wants to show the way for my sake.
He's
come here forbid them preaching Asia. Acts 16 verse 6. Do not preach there.
And you
teach
on
nation disciples. Why forbid preach us in Asia? That have not prepared this ground. That's why he's held you in a humble way.
Say
if you go to the city, ask first. If you go to bury you first, there is a far ground you went to. You not used to inquire from the Lord. You will knock, let me tell you. Think if I'm still here, if I was just moving aimlessly, because I have knowledge, man. You. Look at the thing, John.
You
say inquire.
Tumulisa.
We enlighten.
Sekati
nze nchagua. Me, can I still fall?
Mutuma tulime deko.
Apostle insists on us. Everything we first inquire. You think you're going to move aimless like that?
Yes,
fallen already in problems. You are sick. You have troubles, yet you are in full knowledge. You have sickness never and every day. But just moving aimless.
Someone
saying that. This God is too much on us. Yes. You traveled many days back.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Together. Let's finish in the verse 7. Acts chapter 16, verse 7.
Bwe batuka okumpi ne Musiya ne bagezaako okugenda e Bisuniya n'omwoyo gwa Yesu n'atabaganya.
And they were come to Mesia. They attempted to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit permitted them not. Yes.
Yes.
He said that you not preach there.
Even
if you preach, I will prepare these grounds. Now may I see people. Many are not led by the Holy Spirit. You just keep aimlessly moving. Expect the husband to inquire from the Lord through the ministers who put there.
And the wife,
expect them to inquire from their husband according to counsel release that of family. They don't ask.
Again in
they go to Nakasere in Kampala.
Now, again
and they go to Nakawa in Kampala.
Tana.
They have
They don't ask.
They literally
go in the wild way. Call you.
These
wild spirit of powers of darkness. Look, you're going to move aimless. Just more like things to ask, inquire. Require bigger things in faith. You're not faithful in little things. How be faithful in the great things? Just to ask your husbands, should I go to the city? You failed it. You're going to inquire from God, should I travel to Asia? You just go to meet demons prepared for you. And the spirit is not with you to help you. I see you, I have pity you so much. For your light, still lightening to your distance of your nose. You do not perceive. And you see as if you have it now. I get so afraid. I say, Lord, 7 years, you will be heaven journey. I don't just move aimless. This one is prayers. They have not contained what I preach to them for your sake. That they don't inquire. You are a hard person who gives birth to a hen, a cock, and there are no females on the village. You find them on the bananas. They have climbed their feet, their female hands. You can even find them on the stone. It thinks a woman is here, she's trying to struggle on the stone. That's what they say. The hard person in birth is a cock. On the village, there are no females. What about men on the village and there are no women there? What have you done then?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
know, sometime before in Uganda, here in Buganda, you used to do exchange. Give us your daughter, we give you our son. On the side we
are
given, tomorrow give us your daughter, we now also give you a son, our son. Yes. If you give birth to only males, you have a problem now.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus, man.
But
what I spoke about, though God has taught you to prophet,
they
want to show you the way you have to go. You move aimless. You decide over things you don't understand. You say, I've enlightened. He say, okay. But you child,
though
you enlightened,
what
you've enlightened, I had to be involved in them.
But
not inquired from me whether we go together. Yet remember, they sent me to lead you. Now you've gone. All the angels sent to serve you.
And they say,
not also updated us? That's why when you insist on me, you
don't
come to inquire, but just to tell me of your programs, I tell you, go in them. Are we together? But that seed you sow, don't expect that you save anyone. If you teach them to inquire from the Lord and they don't know how to inquire from Him and they have come to you inquire on their behalf, He will tell you, you used to never be inquired from me before.
You
come to inquire on behalf of people, leave me here.
And
you get problems. You inquire for the sake of people, you say. Even before you never inquired, you just remembered. Because you have a heaviness on you, a weight.
Ebikole batume sura ya 10 na mukaga no linyirwa munana.
Acts chapter 16 verse 8.
Nebekolobia musia nebatuka etulowa.
And they passing by Mysia came down to Troas.
Olinyoro mwenda
verse 9.
Paulo nalaba okwolesebwa ekiro omuntu wa Makedoni ngayimiridde nga mwegayirira ngagamba nti uwungu kokutuka e Makedoni otuyambe.
And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia besieging him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. Yes.
Yalaba okuli
simwa. He saw a vision.
Namanya.
He knew.
Kubala 12 yetukiri.
Numbers 12 has come to pass.
Uwe mukaga noko.
Verses 6 downwards.
Kama anayogera.
God.
Mubiro anayogera na fembiro.
Deep with us in the dreams.
Hatu yurika mukuli simwa.
And revealed himself to the visions. Echiteke
saka tiari yeri ya tulikule mbede
muna. Now his day is moved ahead of us. He showed us the way.
Tugende yo.
Let us go there. But you are just there waiting to go move
aimless.
Those who ask the question, why in the campaign revival? We don't move right from the city.
From
the city Kampala.
Uganda.
In Uganda. That we first go to districts outside.
Why don't
you show us the way shade we first go to those districts? According to how you do your calculations, you see if you begin in Kampala, it's working. But
when
we show
no,
the way we have to go, is a note. That does not work for me. Let's first go elsewhere. They pass through the city. Don't preach here. Go ahead. Go ahead. And he calls them, come these ends. Acts chapter 16, verse 10.
Okulaba okwolesebwa amangu ago nitusala amagezi okusitula okugenda e Makedoni nga tutegeera nti Katonda atuyise okubuulira enjiri.
And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel unto them. Yes. When they saw it, God has called us there, he's moved ahead of us.
He showed
us the way we have to go.
It's
led us. Now your generation, or the other church, you, how did you handle things? When they say, go preach the gospel, you don't dare inquire again. When God today tells you today to on that road, you make it your permanent pulpit on that stage.
No,
and you are there.
Yeah,
he already left.
Move
elsewhere calling you, don't hear him.
This,
and the evangelist, they don't hear a God on a level he calls them. They knew a prophet, and the God stunted right there. God on that level, you are only left it long before.
And
to the next level you have to go to.
There's a
musician, God stunted their songs, their
thoughts.
God released other thongs long. Those meant to pass through them. They don't know them. Are we together?
Yeturi?
Are we there? God has to lead you. Yes. He has to lead you.
True,
he must have told you to prophet.
He
has to show you the way. That you have to go.
Still
he has to lead you where you're going to.
Asuka,
That he first orders and clears everything.
There
among you still have heaviness on yourself. Demons make patches and holes within you.
Bleaks.
When you are a virgin, you just move aimlessly. Demons on the village waited for you.
God's
never moved with you. That's why you see all the prophets and kings kept on inquiring, should we go in this way, you will go with us.
King
David was chief in that.
And
the day he was not late, it's the day he knocked.
The
day he did ask God to go, you would have inquired, Lord, this wife of Uriah, yes, this Uriah's wife, should I go with her? That he never inquired it. He repented.
Even
they beat him for that. He had a heart just like of God. How did it pervert never to inquire from the Lord is what the problem? I have a heart like of God. I don't need to ask on this. Bring that property here.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
Now
your heart is not even like of God.
But
David, who had it, inquired. And the day he never inquired. It's the day he knocked. When he would have seen her, is that not Uriah's wife? Lord, I feel I've loved her. Should I go with her? Should I call for her? And when he did inquire, and he sends for her. Yes. And he feasts on her.
After
he tried to scheme, he sets the husband.
The battlefront,
they beat him from there. They kill him. And the Lord, let me send you Nathan. Yes. As was there, Nathan has arrived. Prophet Nathan. He's arrived. Oh, King. You know? What did you do? He said, you.
Who
do you familiarize? Oh, King, long live.
But
a message which comes from the Lord.
There
is a man in your kingdom.
He
has a big flock of sheep. But he sent a neighbor's sheep one year and they killed it. What judgment should be done on this person? Let it be killed. Killed. He said, oh King, it is you. Now a king to be killed,
has
explained to him what he did. That's when he regretted why he never inquired from the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
as we end with this part of wisdom, it brings understanding.
It
gives us counsel of God.
It
gives us the power of God.
It
brings light of knowledge of God. And it
brings
fear of God to hate evil. Passing through the Spirit of the Lord. He told us, he's one who teaches us to profit. He shows us the way we have to go. And he leads us. But in this aspect of him leading us, the Holy Spirit is the one in these issues. On behalf of God the Father and the Son Jesus Christ. That
which
have scriptures and light which guide you, the Spirit has to lead you. You have proved the Spirit has gone in that place.
But
now God challenge going to the market when you've been quiet from Him. That you failed just in the market, buying tomatoes. On the day you're going to buy spirits, getting them from Satan. Till you forget to inquire from him. That you could buy this time, it's bought with the price of the blood. And those who buy it must be very expensive and precious. And they have armies with themselves. You buy tomatoes which has not Satan who fights. They tell you, inquire. And you say, going just in this market, how many people are always going that they inquire from the Lord also? You are of the Lord, are you like others? Have even a big calculation of God upon your life. Praise Jesus much. But your mindset takes you still as other people. It's not profited in the way he's taught you. It's what he has made you. Praise Jesus much. Let's get back in the Acts chapter 16. They straight understood that God is moved ahead of us. There, let us go. He moved ahead of us.
Acts
chapter 16, verse
10.
And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel unto them. Yes. Verse
11.
Therefore, setting sail from Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis. Verse
12.
And from there to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia, and a colony. And we were in that city abiding certain days. Yes.
Spirit
directed them where they should go. And moved on leading them. And
they
fulfilled with Romans chapter 8, verses 14. Let's read we here. Romans chapter 8, verse 14.
Kubanga bonna abakulemberwa omoyo gwa Katonda, abo bebana ba Katonda.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Verse 15.
Kubanga temwaibwa nate omoyo gwa buddu okutya, naye mwaibwa omoyo gwa okufuuka abaana, atukabya nti Abba, Kitaffe.
For you have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, by which we cry, Abba, Father. Verse
16.
The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we are led by the Spirit of God, we are children of God. And that gives us proof. We not given a spirit of bondage to fear. But given a spirit to make us grown up a father. What next do you go to teach us to profit? Where should we go? And Lord, are you together with us? For him, the spirit has to join with your spirit.
And you
understand by yourself, you are together. You inquire, communicate with each other. You don't just move aimlessly. Servants of God are not like that.
Friend,
God separated you from the world. Do not compare yourself with people in the world. We are everyday killed. Are choosing of us of Christ.
But
those outside are choosing of nothing. You have to know
that
outside they are free to move the way they want. Satan has nothing, they're going to choose them. But you will choose you for preaching Jesus. For you left all for the sake of Christ and the gospel. Now you, because you did that, you
are
in the midst of harm. You need the Holy Spirit to lead you.
Do
not be conformed to people in the world.
You
need to be transformed and appear as God wants you. Only tells you inquire. They need to be inquired. What
beats
you? And you reach, you can't connect well. You don't understand well.
You keep
moving everywhere you want to, just move aimlessly. The world is in the hands of the evil one. You forget that. That the old world is in the hand of the evil one. But Son of God, when he came,
gave us
wisdom and understanding on how we move in the things in the evil world. Yes.
Now,
wisdom he gives you, you urge against it. Now you of full knowledge. We're going in revival. Going to argue against whatever
says
that is the same when you do not have the Holy Spirit. You come out when you've sorted in your mind. And you fail to connect them to them. Some of you are showed the dreams and the visions. Go and preach and they block your mouth. They come from the dreams, you see them in the physical life. You reach, you've gone in the village, or in that city, you are preaching, and the mouth will be blocked. You can't speak out a word.
And
you come like young birds who are tapping to be given food in their mouth. You know, in the nest, when they hear the mothers come, they all open them like that. Whether they throw what bear, they are waiting just. The world we are going into,
it
has a heaviness much on it. Praise Jesus much. You have been used to those issues. Put in profit in the teachings of the Lord. Teaches you profit much, you learn, you change. Profit others where we are going. Never take him away from showing you the way you have to go. And that you should not take. Never forget.
He
has to lead you, always move ahead of you. For when the Spirit leads you, angels, they follow from behind. If it's not like that, then you are alone, all alone in space. My God. Have you understood? Think the world is just as you think of it.
Of
7 years before. No. The world changed. Your world.
What's
in another world you've not yet been revealed of. You come out, enter back to that you came from. Those waiting for you saying, I say evil spirits. Where are you coming from? This one who was not ours. This one who left here is Kakoza. He say now is who?
He's
Topaz. You,
who
did you familiarize? Bring back our names.
Goroza.
You think? When you came, you changed the name. The faces changed. They no more see you in the village. But we're going to go there. Is this not
Edmond?
Katongole.
Man,
this is real Katongole.
So,
he says who?
Edmond is Edmond.
What? Where did you put our names? Where the fight will start from there.
Wanji.
Are we together? Otherwise, you had, where are they? We gave you women here. That the one I have is here.
It's
called Chirabo Thamim.
What?
You are the monkey.
This
is not your son.
The
Apostle Paul never knew him. When he went to Ephesus, he said he's brought other manners and conducts in them. He perverts the people. What is come back with no.
New
gods never preached before. And they sought for him, pay him what he did there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now you use the things in a different way. Acts chapter 1, verse
1.
Up to 4, he says this. Let us summarize. Acts chapter 1 from verse 1.
Ekitabo ekyolubereberye nakikola munnange Tefiro. Ekya byonna Yesu byasooka okukola n'okuyigiriza.
The former treatise have I made, and Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach.
You're
doing them as he taught. And they became disciples. But below he told them this. Acts chapter 1 verse 2.
Okutuusa ku lunaku luli, lwe yamala okulagira ku bw'Omwoyo Omutukuvu abatume be yalonda n'atwalibwa mu ggulu.
Until the day in which he was taken up, and after through the Holy Spirit had given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen.
Verse
3.
Bwe yamala okubonyaabonyezebwa ne yeeraga mu bo nga mulamu mu bubonero bungi ng'abalabikira ebbanga ery'ennaku 40 ng'ayogera ebyobwakabaka bwa Katonda.
To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
Olinyolokuna.
Verse 4.
Awo bwe bakuŋŋaana nti awo bwe yakuŋŋaana nabo n'abalagira baleme okuva mu Yerusaalemi naye balindiire okusuubiza kwa kitaawe kwe baawulira gy'ali.
And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, you have heard of me. He said, do not depart from here. For I have told you, I show you what you have to do.
But
wait for promise of the Father.
There
is the promise of Joel chapter 2, 27-29.
You
pour out the Spirit on all people, and they have visions and dreams, and give prophecy and the rest,
and
they don't get destroyed.
All
Joel chapter 2, 27 and the 29. And the same promise, the same he told them in the John chapter 14, verse 14 up to 26, that I will not leave you orphans, but I will send a comforter, the helper.
He said,
you will not be able. You need a helper.
Zechariah 4:6,
not by power, not by might, but by his Spirit. When he comes, he gives you power.
And
he said, he's to lead you. The words I said to you, there are spirits. They are life. All scriptures have inspiration of God. He will speak with you. He gets from mine. For what's mine is of the Father. He reveals you things to come.
Or,
there is broad, I cannot summarize them now. But think of those words. It's the word of wisdom. It brings understanding.
And he brings the counsel of God. Gives us power in the world.
And
gives us light of knowledge. Gives us fear of God to hate evil. Passing through the Spirit of the Lord. As we glorify God the Father.
Then
the word Son Jesus Christ. You think about it. It's to teach and to profit.
You
have to first be profiting yourself. And then you profit others. Romans 8:28. All things work together for the good.
Unto
those who love God. When you reach there, things will easily work with them. For that's what you are. They hold together for you. You work together. That you can profit easily. Never forget he has to show you the way you have to go. For his thoughts are far higher than ours, even his ways. Though he has sent you to make all nation disciples. Matthew 28:18-20.
The same
bread in the Acts 16:6 downwards. He refused them, don't preach here.
It
calls them in presence prepared well.
Because
God himself has to lead you. In the Acts 8. And the Spirit has led Philip. Angels follow from behind. If you want to be safe, in our journey we are heading to of the worldwide call, God is final back on this planet Earth. Revival and restoration of all things.
That
God spoke in his prophets when in the beginning.
That
be renewed.
They be
known the way they were. The way they should be. And the way they will be forever. Preparing all nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not forget those words. Yes. Many of you have been seeing you forget. Me, I'm someone taught. How dare I inquire of the way that I should go? Man, how can I be led?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As we've left there, I am by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and a Bible reader, teacher Isaac. We love you all, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. We
base
in this ministry of the full knowledge of God, again to move rich unto you. God is the standard strategy of fulfilling his worldwide promised call in the final work on this planet Earth to revive and to restore all things. His prophets were there from the beginning. We know the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. In preparing all nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And in this time, we move on to summarize the sixth standard strategy of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much,
which is known as the harvesters of spirits, to get them from this earth, take them back to heaven as we save them from hell and the lake of fire. And these harvesters, they work under the two goddess heavenly governments on the earth. Where there is the first God is heavenly government on the earth, which was promised most in the Isaiah 9:6-7, which has most the responsibility to see that things done in heaven they be done on earth. As written in Luke 11:1-2. Praise Jesus much. Even our second government, we know as God is government in the governments of the earth.
All
the central governments,
God is the heavenly government of the earth. Which was promised most. In Daniel chapter 4, verse 24, up to 26, has a responsibility to see. It reconciles governments of the world. God is heavenly government which works within church. Praise Jesus much. As we saw in Romans chapter 13. Verses 1 to 4. And to prove to governments of the world that God rules in their government. 99%. Praise Jesus much. We thank God that we began to see of 8 departments of each of these 2 governments. Praise Jesus much. And we began with the 8 departments
which
make up God's heavenly government on the earth. We are concluding the 6th department. Yes.
Department
the 6th department of God's heavenly government on the earth.
That's
what we're concluding.
Department
of teaching praise in the holy church of God on the earth.
You
have a responsibility to manifest God in the world. The laws. After the world being for a long time having not a true God, as we see in 2 Chronicles chapter 15 verse 3, in this time we are on the 7 divisions of responsibilities of the teaching priests to reveal the full knowledge of God. It is the fullness of God. To reveal the presence of God, it is the glory of God. Even to reveal the works of the hands of God. Of the entire heavens and the earth. Even the entire new heavens and the new earth. Praise Jesus much.
In
this time on, we conclude with the 7th division. The 7th division, where we saw the fullness of God the Father. The fullness of God in the world, we know as the Son Jesus Christ, even the fullness of God the Holy Spirit, we know as Spirit of the Lord. And we ended after we had seen the fullness of God the Holy Spirit, which is made of the 7 spirits of God and the 7 eyes of God sent in the all earth. As we saw in Revelations chapter 4 verse 5, even Revelations chapter 5 verse 6, and together Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2, we saw that there is the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of fear of the Lord, and the spirit of the Lord. And we were able to see that God the Holy Spirit, we know a spirit of the Lord,
it
is just like God the Father,
appears
just like God the Word, we know as the Son Jesus Christ. As we saw in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, God the Father speak with God the Word and the Holy Spirit. Let us make man in our image and our likeness, just as he is, he too is there.
We're
able to see many things on him. As we've been told, praise Jesus much. Besides the Spirit of the Lord, the 6 spirits which come from Spirit of the Lord, they are made up of 6 seraphims who are found above all the heavens. Besides the Spirit of the Lord, so is God the Spirit himself. The 6 spirits which branch out of him
Their fullness is made up of six seraphims. They sink above all the heavens. Praise Jesus much. Besides the Spirit of the Lord, understood he is God, the Holy Spirit. The six spirits which come out of him, their fullness is made up of six seraphim, basing above all the heavens. Have you understood it? Praise Jesus much. That besides the Spirit of the Lord, we know that he is God, the Holy Spirit. The six spirits which come out of him, their fullness is made up of six seraphim, basing above all the heavens. Yes.
Wow.
Exactly. This one noted down there. This one noted down. The Spirit of the Lord, we know as God the Spirit, and the six spirits which come from him, the Spirit of the Lord, we know as God the Spirit, together with six spirits which come from him, which make up six seraphim, they base above all the heavens, and they walk through all the heavens and earth. Sure. Have we understood well? Most we able to appear last time as we understood them. But we want to see. We want to see. According to the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 25, verse 37, it says like this. Exodus chapter 25, verse
37.
And you shall make its seven lamps, and they shall light its lamps, that they may give light in front of it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Nabi Musa,
Prophet Moses, according to Exodus chapter 25, verse 37,
he
was told to make the lampstand,
and
has seven the lamps of fire, the sign of fullness of the Holy Spirit, seven lamps of fire in the lampstand,
or
the sign of the Holy Spirit in his fullness. As we first saw in Revelations chapter 4 verse 5, and it tells us like this. Revelations chapter
4
verse
5.
And out of the throne proceeded lightning and thunderings and voicings, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. If you connect Exodus chapter
25,
verse
37,
tells him and its seven lamps, they will burn before it. The lampstand is the one we speak of. But these seven lamps, when we read Revelation 4 verse 5, told us they are the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And their sign, it is this lampstand. It is very important when we reach to speak of the seraphims.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. These seven spirits,
come
read them in the Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 2.
So I know
you can write it down. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2.
okuli omwoyo w'amagezi.
Where there is the spirit of wisdom.
Kuli omwoyo w'amagezi.
Where there is spirit of wisdom.
Omwoyo w'okutegeera.
Spirit of understanding.
Omwoyo w'okuteesa.
Spirit of counsel.
Omwoyo w'amaanyi.
Spirit of might.
Omwoyo w'okumanya.
Spirit of knowledge.
Omwoyo w'okutya Mukama.
Spirit of fear of the Lord.
Awamu n'omwoyo wa Mukama.
Even spirit of the Lord.
Otumanyi nga Katonda omwoyo
mutukufu. One we know as God the Holy Spirit. Yes.
Omanyi bayinza okubalowooza.
You know they may think of them.
Omwoyo wa Mukama mulala.
Spirit of the Lord is another.
Katonda omwoyo mutukufu
mulala. Even God the Holy Spirit is another.
Sibanya.
No, no, they are not different. That is Isaiah 11 verse 2.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But this sign of the lampstand, it showed very well that from the Spirit of the Lord, that we know as God the Holy Spirit, out of him came other six spirits. And these ones, their fullness,
is
made up of six seraphim. Praise Jesus much. According to the sign of the lampstand, it shows from the Spirit of the Lord that we call God the Holy Spirit. Out of him came other six spirits and their fullness, what is made up of six seraphim. When we get back to the book of Exodus, chapter 25, verse 31, to enter verse 32. Exodus chapter 25
verse 31.
And you shall make a lampstand of pure gold. Of hammered work shall the lampstand be made. Its shafts and its branches, its bowls, its knobs, and its flowers shall be of the same one piece. Verse 42.
N'amatabi mukaga galiva mu mbirizi zaakyo. Amatabi asatu ag'ekikondo mu lubirizi lwakyo olumu. N'amatabi asatu ag'ekikondo mu lubirizi lwakyo olwokubiri.
And six branches shall come out of the sides of it, three branches of the lampstand out of one side, and three branches of the lampstand out of the other side.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In this book of Exodus, chapter 25, verse 31 says, and you'll make the lampstand, the thing of they have displayed it there. It has a bottom. Those bases, there are two. They have the bigger base, which show God the Father. The smaller bottom, it shows God the Word. We know as the Son Jesus Christ.
And
the way came from God the Father. Now, the first lampstand of the middle,
what
we call Spirit of the Lord. And the way came from God the Father, God the Word, called the two bases of the lampstand. Now this middle is the Spirit of the Lord. We know as God the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Read Exodus 25, verse 32.
Amatabi mukaga,
they showed six branches coming from its sides.
That
if the middle lampstand,
it
shows the Spirit of the Lord, that is God the Holy Spirit.
Then,
then the six branches coming out of him, on the right hand three, even the left hand three, they are the seraphim. We told you they appear six.
Six
there a way you've understood it? And many people say, things, how are they?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why you see on the lampstand, every branch, it has steps of flowers. Three steps. Every step represents the wings. Step of these flowers.
Represent
two wings and two hands. If you look to the last hand, every branch
has
three steps of flowers, each one of them.
But step we saw,
now the first step
representing what of your seraphim
represent two wings of the seraphim and two hands.
Step we
second step
representing what of your seraphim,
two other wings of the seraphim and the two hands.
Step we
third step of the flowers. On every branch of the lampstand,
represents
the two wings and the two hands.
There
appear six wings and six hands each. Yes. They understood well that one. You explain to that one. You tell them well that according to the book of Exodus, chapter
25,
verse 41, they say you make a lampstand. It has two bases. The first base represents God the Father. The second base represents God the Word.
We
know as the Son Jesus Christ. The way came from God the Father.
Now
the middle lampstand represents the Spirit of the Lord. We know as God the Holy Spirit. And the way came from God the Word. We know as the Son Jesus, even God the Father. Sure. Now in the middle lampstand,
which
represents the Spirit of the Lord,
or
God the Holy Spirit, on the right hand, three branches, even the left hand, three branches, to take up other six spirits. But those branches, they showed the way the seraphim were made to prove that they are ones who make fullness of the six spirits which come from the Spirit of the Lord. You tell them every branch on these six branches coming from the lampstand, every branch has three steps of flowers. But every step of the flowers, it represents two wings of the seraphims, two wings and two hands. That is the first step. The second step of the flowers,
it
represents two wings and two hands of the seraphim. The third step of each branch of the lampstand on these six branches, the third step
represents
two wings and two hands of the seraphim.
It
means each seraphim has six wings and six hands. And that each seraphim represents these six spirits which come from the Spirit of the Lord
or
God the Holy Spirit. Yes. Have you explained to them like that? That's why in Isaiah chapter 6,
Verse 1
speaks as he says this.
Isaiah esule yomukaga noli nyolisoka.
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1.
Mumwaka kabaka Uzziya moyafira nalaba mukama ngatudde ku ntebe impamvu yagulumizibwa n'ekirenge kye nga kijjuza yeekaalu.
In the year that the king Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Verse 2.
Baserafi bali bayimiridde waguluwe. Buli omu yalina ebiwawatiro mukaaga. Ebibiri yabibikka ku maaso ge. N'ebibiri yabibikka ku bigere bye. N'ebibiri yabibuusa.
Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face. With two he covered his feet. And with two he did fly. Yes.
Seraphim.
A seraphim has six wings, six hands, one head, just as your head. Because so big for above the heavens is very big. He has two legs, but he's so high. Six seraphim. That's why he explains to you saying, according to the book of Exodus, chapter 25, verse 41, that you make a lampstand. Now, this middle lampstand, it shows the Spirit of the Lord,
or
God, the Holy Spirit. In verse 32, he says six branches
that
you come from each side. Three branches on the right hand, three branches on the left hand. Now these branches, they show us the six spirits which come from the Spirit of the Lord to be able to make up seven spirits. But these branches, their fullness, when we come from the sign, we come in their reality, in their life.